Hey, co-op listeners. This is Lynn Coles with Co-op's In Touch Interviews. What we do on In Touch Interviews is share information about community groups and organizations that do a really, really good job of keeping their neighbors and friends and community members in touch with one another and make sure that everybody knows like what everybody else in the community needs, how they're doing, making sure that everybody has access to resources and information that they need to be successful. And I'm really, really excited today to be speaking with three people who are all members of the community of Gathering Ground Theater, which is a theater organization here in Central Texas that works with people who currently live without a home or who have experienced life as an unhoused person in the past. I've got Alvin Sanderson, who is a company member, Xavier Garrett, who is also a company member, and Kate Proietti, who is an artist and organizer and is helping direct some of these awesome projects. Thank you so much, all of y'all, for being here. I'm stoked to be able to share your stories and your voices. And to start off, Kate, I wonder if you would just give co-op listeners a rundown of what Gathering Ground Theater does and what projects you're working on right now.
Thank you so much for the invitation. Gathering Ground Theater, we are a political theater troupe in Austin, made up of with lived experiences of homelessness in Austin. Mm-hmm. And we advocate for homeless rights through political theater, first-person narrative, storytelling, direct action. Mm-hmm. We are grounded in this mission of care, mm-hmm. the ways that we create performance and the ways that our group works together to care for one another and our community. Currently, we're working on a project called Reimagining Public Safety. We've been working with at Camp Esperanza. We've been visiting out there for the last couple of months, really coming together to understand public safety concerns, problems, possibilities, challenges, and things that are going well too, right? Mm-hmm. Out of the camp. And more recently, we've been running workshops out there based on some information, surveys, interviews, story circles, just informal conversations that we've had with those out at camp. This week, we've been running workshops that sort of bubbled up in conversations around public safety. How do we deal with conflict? What do we do when conflict arises? Because that's part of being human, being in relationship with one another. And sometimes we have disagreements and sometimes things come up where we really want to talk about the tools and the strategies that we use so that we might envision a world where our first instinct isn't to call the police, or envision a world where there's more power and possibility within the community, which is already happening in really big and beautiful ways. So a lot of it is naming what's already happening, strategies and tools that folks are already using, and then just putting those in practice through theater games and strategies. In some ways, taking what can be a really heavy and potentially dry, conflict resolution. Wow, this is a lot. That is really coming from the community of, okay, what do we want? What do we need? And how might we get there together? Yeah. So that's kind of been what we've been working on this past 6 months or so.
And the Reimagining Public Safety Initiative, is that in conjunction with the City of Austin?
It is.
Okay, gotcha. And just for listeners who might not have heard of it before, Camp Esperanza is a camp for unhoused folks that is out off of Airport Boulevard. Correct me if I'm wrong here, Kate, but I think it was opened up by the Department of Public Safety before the pandemic had actually taken effect when businesses and whatnot were closing. But it's where a lot of unhoused folks still live, in a tent encampment that is served by many awesome organizations like Gathering Ground Theater, like the Other Ones Foundation, Free Lunch, just a coalition of really awesome people who've come together to support our neighbors in need who live in this large tent encampment called Camp Esperanza. Did I say that right, Kate?
This is Xavier. I actually lived at Camp Esperanza back when it was called Camp Rat, and the community, when they were deciding to name it Camp Rat, and I was about to be a part of the council or whatever. Uh-huh. I was like, I can't be a part of the council. I got to name it Camp Rat.
Right.
And basically, they're like, we already told the news. We already made a decision. We can't change it. But they changed it. I was trying to get the camp name Camp Grow, which stands for Giving Real Opportunity Works. The camp was around well before COVID hit.
Yeah.
It actually was set by Governor Abbas.
Gotcha. Thanks for that perspective. And Xavier, since we've got you already on the line, I wonder if you could tell us about your experience with Gathering Ground Theater. What kinds of productions you've taken part in? What's awesome about the organization for you?
Gathering Theater outlets, it gives you a freedom and a voice. A lot of people don't have voices. So mm-hmm. It gives us as artists or as actors to express ourselves, give voices to who actually doesn't have a voice. And so we interview people and have them fill out these surveys for them to like speak things that they think. So that's one thing, and that's really cool.
It seems like there's a really important outreach and networking capacity that Gathering Ground has to just make sure that folks know who is where and what they need and what everyone's values are together in community. Alvin, what about you? Talk a little bit about your experience with Gathering Ground, if that's okay.
The director, Ronnie Chelman, he asked me to come back for the first meeting in 2019.
Yeah.
And I did, and I've seen what she done. She gave me the ability to be self-aware of myself, gather communication skills, and I was homeless for about 2 years, and I seen a lot of misery and despair out there.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be a voice for those people, and through Gathering Ground Theater, I've been able to do that. I've been on news conferences and interviews different medias to try to bring about awareness of the homeless crisis, what's going on in the city.
Yeah.
We have a great city that has enough action to eliminate homelessness. It's not a good sight to see all the people camping out, but they have a lot of problems. Being out in the open, a person is safe. They feel safe. The women, especially when they're out in the open, a perpetrator or a person that means to want to do something won't do it when they're out in the open. With the reimagining public safety that we're working on, we are directly involved with the homeless population. We had that survey, and everything was on point of what happens out there. People, when they're out there prior to the camping ban being lifted, it was a horrible existence. Through Gathering Ground, we've been able to bring about those issues that are dealing specifically with public safety, have a better existence being out there, get more support services that help people. We work on the de-escalation and self-regulation and teaching these people and bringing awareness to them on how to accomplish dealing with conflict.
Yeah.
There's healthy conflict and unhealthy conflict. The unhealthy conflict that we try to present is violence, oppression, and abuse, which we want to eliminate. And it happens a lot out there. Gathering Ground is constantly working on these homeless issues, dealing with public safety. And the people have said, how do you feel about this? Does this really affect you on like dealing with their property or not having a place to put their property, dealing with the bad weather? A tremendous amount of people died because of the freeze last year.
Yeah.
There's a lot of organizations that are out there that are trying to bring about an end to the homeless, but there's still that issue of public safety that a person has to deal with on a daily basis. Do you feel safe?
Right.
A lot of people don't. They're having to hide from the police. Camp Esperanza gives them a spot. And the hotels that are coming up and the different housing and support services that's going on will eliminate where people don't have to be out there in the open. They can be behind closed doors and lock their doors and be safer and not have to worry about a lot of the issues that come about. They're not getting police protection.
Right. Kate said it really well earlier, too. When you live in community with people, there's going to be stuff that comes up and you have to have tools to be able to solve those issues together so that everybody's rights are recognized and that everybody's humanity is recognized. Kate, I didn't realize the extent to which Gathering Ground is, in addition to being a performance troupe, but is actually like an organizer of social services and the recognition of people's human rights and housing rights and rights to medical care and all that. That's a huge project. And did you say that you've been around since 2019?
Gathering Ground, the first project was 2014. And then 2017 was the piece called No Sit, No Lie,
right,
about the criminalization of homelessness. And around that time, Gathering Ground, we co-founded a coalition called Homes Not Handcuffed, which is fighting the criminalization of homelessness in Austin. So we've been pretty active in that coalition.
Yeah, I believe we've talked with Chris Harris, who's, I think, still with Homes Not Handcuffed in the past. The work that you guys are doing is just staggering. I think that it really is a work in community compassion to be putting together these performances and projects, like with the surveying and stuff, that are not only opportunities for expression, but also opportunities for outreach and information gathering in communities that oftentimes go underrepresented in community awareness. Xavier, what's been the richest and most profound part of Gathering Ground Theater for you?
Every project is different. That's kind of cool. It's always a different experience. And one thing I want to mention, when we collaborate a project, again, everyone has to say so and influences the direction. It's not like directed by one person. Everyone has a voice, like I was saying. So that's really cool. And I like a lot of them. The No Sit, No Lie. Which one was the one that we did? Street performances?
Sleepless Night.
So that one was really cool. Basically, it had like a on-the-spot acting or theater performance.
Yeah.
And we basically would travel around downtown area of Austin.
Yeah, that is awesome. Have you found yourself doing creative things that you had never done before, like writing a piece or maybe even like taking part in set design or anything like that?
I wrote some skits or something like that.
I was just going to say, you did a lot of writing for that radio play.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. That was awesome. Yeah, that was super fun. Writing skits and stories and dialogue. I've been doing projects for a long time. I started off making video games. I've been doing that forever. You know, I make music too. So I like making projects.
That's awesome that you get to also flex those creative muscles in all kinds of different ways. That's rad.
Yeah.
And Alvin, what hats do you wear as you're working with productions for Gathering Ground?
I bring my true life experiences.
Yeah.
When I was out there being homeless, I always had to find a place to be safe at. I wouldn't tell nobody where I lived or where I was at. I was in the park most of the time.
Yeah.
And I've done it late at night where nobody was around, and I felt safe. But there's times that I wasn't safe. I hid from the police during the camping van when it was in place and almost drowned. Well, I gave that life experience to a news conference, several television news conference, and I was given the opportunity to speak before Mayor Adler and the city council. And I told them the story of, well, I survived.
Yeah.
But my friend Susie, who I used to make sure she got fed at the food pantry I worked at, did not. She was living underneath the city. I presented my story. I didn't have a script. I spoke from my heart.
Yeah.
That a person was dying behind your camping van. It was pushing people underground and into the woods. Well, there's a lot of bad things that happen in those woods that are never known about. And a lot of people are off the grid. They're not getting the support services, and they're trying to hide from the police. They put themselves in dangerous situations. It happens a number of times. Susie drowned, Doc drowned. It's horrible to think that you have to run around and be afraid of everybody that's out there because you can't get no trust.
Right.
It really makes it hard on people. It's a horrible existence. I'm 66 years old, and it was real hard for me to get on a bus. I didn't have a bus ticket.
Yeah.
And just go and find food that's given out by the area churches and things like that organization. Every day I was looking for food. Well, at night, I would look for a place to lay my head while the camp bed was being in place. I hid in a creek. Well, it came a rainstorm. Yeah. Every creek in the city of Boston becomes a raging, dangerous flood when it rains.
Yeah.
People that are homeless are in that dry creek bed just trying to sleep. And if it rains, the water is going to come rushing down through there, and it swept a number of people away. Even downtown, a person that's out in the open where there's light is less susceptible to attack by people. Homeless and non-homeless people attack the homeless people and take advantage of the women. A lot of people don't realize how close they are to being homeless. If they don't have families to support them or that they can contact and get a hold of, hey, can I stay on your couch or something of that nature? They become homeless. Well, then they're out there amongst the elements. And the elements is made up of a bunch of bad people. But the bad people take advantage of the homeless because they're not going to run and tell it because they're out there and they have no other place to go. You're afraid of everything because these people steal from you, take all your belongings, and you lose them, or they attack the women especially. It's horrible to think that you don't have a safe place to be. You can't call the police because then they'll label you as a snitch or a tattletale.
It's just like you said about them being vulnerable, right? Being vulnerable to all kinds of different
Very
elements.
Vulnerable.
Yeah.
there's people out there that need mentally health professionals.
Yeah.
A lot of times they don't know that they need help, or they don't know how to get help. And it takes more outreach, more people out there in the field meeting them, and maybe bringing some food with them or water, you know, and start talking to them. You find out a lot of people are normal people, but when you get out there and you're amongst all those predators, as I call them, the women have no other place to go. And then that comes the vicious cycle of drug addiction and alcoholism, and it's hard to get out of it.
Right.
You not only have to get up enough money, you got to find a job, and there's no money out there, and they can't get a place to live. You know, a lot of people, if they had a place to live, to go to sleep, get some rest, and not be rushed about every day for sleeping or shit, they can't ask people for money because panhandling is against the law now.
Right.
Especially downtown. I understand that they have businesses to go to, but more people need to help the people out. Get them a house they can take a shower, rest, and get ready to go to work.
Well, Alvin, sorry about the friends that you've lost along the way, but your perspective is just so important for people to know. And I'm so grateful to you for sharing it here today.